Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. Retailers are under mounting pressure as margins tighten, returns rates climb, and shoppers demand more relevance from the rewards that they earn. The traditional blanket-style loyalty model just isn't delivering the value or the retention that retailers are looking for and retailers need. That's why many brands are turning to tiered loyalty structures that better match benefits with customer behavior, expectations, and actual lifetime value. Here to unpack why one-size-fits-all rewards are falling short and what more strategic loyalty models can offer and actually what do they even look like. Jennifer Valdivia is here. She's our West Coast leader of the retail practice here at BDO, and she's here to talk to us about this topic. Welcome back to the show, Jen.
Thanks so much, Natalie.
Jen, so at a high level, how are loyalty programs evolving right now?
So retailers are moving away from simple points for discount models to a tiered loyalty program. And it used to be you'd spend a dollar, you'd get a point, you redeem those points into discounts, which is pretty simple, but also very generic. And now retailers are moving towards a more personalized approach with experiential and technologically driven ecosystems. And so kind of just to compare and contrast those things, your traditional loyalty programs were, again, points for discounts. They were very transactionally focused. There were physical cards. Many of us remember those physical cards in our wallets that we had to rummage through to try and get to them to then utilize those loyalty programs. Their offers were very generic. And again, we've kind of said it, they're one size fits all. What modern loyalty programs are doing is they're becoming much more personalized. They develop emotional connections, and it is all about the mobile app first from a technology perspective. There's predictive AI where they're targeting customers much more specifically. And again, we're talking about this now, but tiered paid memberships are very, very common right now. So when we talk about tiered or paid membership loyalty programs, they're a reward structure where customers can earn increasing benefits as they progress through the different levels or tiers of membership. The higher the tier, the better the rewards. And these tiers can be based on various things, which include total spend or purchase frequency. Sometimes they're about filling out reviews or referrals. Each tier is typically named to reflect also the exclusivity factor of all of that. So think about gold, silver, and platinum levels like MVP or elite member, those kinds of things that often deliver short-term motivation as well as a long-term value with premium benefits later.
So you mentioned a couple of interesting things. You mentioned personalization, you mentioned predictive analytics, and that's really, really popular right now, or really hot, I should say, with retailers from many different perspectives. And we actually talk about that in a couple of other episodes. But coming back to the tiered loyalty program, what problems are the tiered loyalty programs trying to solve, whether it's for retailers or for the customer?
Sure, we can really hit both points. So when it comes to the retailers, they're really moving from, again, that one-size-fits-all model to a tiered program where they're trying to solve for lower customer retention, potentially stagnant customer lifetime value, the lack of differentiation between what would be a casual customer to one with more perceived value because they're purchasing more or, you know, quite frankly, more loyal to the brand. Instead of sort of the one-time transaction thought, it's a tiered system that creates that long-term, aspirational, and competitive experience that keeps customers returning to avoid losing their status. So it's really kind of like a game. I mean, I feel like this same sort of pressure when I actually have a credit card that's linked to airline miles. And, you know, you get your points and status, whatever, periodically. And they'll say things, you'll get emails like, okay, you're so many miles away or so many points away to get to the next level. So it does create this sort of competition, if you will, and it's done through various tiered programs. With respect to the actual customer themselves, they're really trying to solve for that feeling of feeling undervalued and unrecognized. And, you know, the replacement of that, again, generic one-size-fits-all promotion where it's now changing to those promotions that they are feeling seen and heard. So typically these tiered membership reward customers with higher value discounts or exclusive perks to foster that deeper emotional connection. And sometimes these perks can manifest to better return policies, higher point of sale promotional discounts like instant cash off. Other benefits can include a priority support system, free or expedited shipping, or access to exclusive sales and promotions. And so really, these tiered programs are solving both concerns and issues, both from the retailer side and also from the consumer side.
So I agree with you on all of that. I think that they're really super effective. But do you think that the tiered benefits really help build like real loyalty? Or maybe said differently, how do you structure a program that enhances a loyalty program following? How do you get that following?
Well, again, there has to be specificity to it. A great loyalty program will reduce that blanket discounting where everyone gets the same. Everyone gets 30% off. Not everyone should get 30% off. You know, your most loyal customer should get your 30 and 40% off. And maybe, you know, the blanketing just kind of disappears with that respect. Discounts should be encouraged for those really who are more, again, loyal and longtime customers to keep them shopping. You'll probably get more in the end with that. There should be clear and simple thresholds for benefits. Like it shouldn't be complex or convoluted. And, you know, this one I think is really important in that real-time tracking is the key. Customers need to know real-time where they stand at each level. So how much further they have to go to the next level can also push them up the chain and quite frankly, just bringing in cash into your door for little effort. What retailers should really stay away from in their in making these tiers is that they shouldn't make them so hard to reach that consumers feel disengaged or disenchanted by the whole concept. Retailers don't want to make the benefits too discount heavy so that it erodes too much margin. And they should also consider the concepts around their their returns, cancellations, fraud factors, and consider all of these things when they're structuring a program. Fraud is very real. I mean, people try and manipulate in order to get free product all of the time. It doesn't really matter if you're apparel or food or grocery or beauty or whatever channel it is, it happens definitely.
Absolutely. I worked with a company once that their reward points were being stolen and they were being utilized and redeemed for certificates. And you know what? I think that none of that can be underscored as to how important it is to keep an eye on things like that. And whether it's cybersecurity or other things, it's real.
Well, it just doesn't hurt the brand, it hurts the customer, because then the customer feels like they've lost something, which they have, right? They've lost something, now they're irritated, and then the retailer has to figure out how to solve to get it back to them. So is it some sort of like, hey, we don't really do this very often, but let me give you a 20% discount on your entire purchase to sort of make up for it, if you will. That's happened to me before in a similar situation. So it is a dance, and trying to get it right, it takes time and a real thoughtful consideration throughout the whole process to develop these programs.
Absolutely, and personalization, as you mentioned before. And as we talk about personalization, we would be remiss not to talk about AI. And as AI continues to dominate every aspect of our lives, I don't think there's any podcast now that we discuss where we don't mention AI. So I'm curious, does AI play a role in loyalty programs? And if so, how?
Well, absolutely. I mean, again, we've kind of talked about this in other podcasts. Like, we're really at the tip of the iceberg on what can happen with AI and where it can lead us. But, you know, simplistically thinking about this, they help with predictive offers. It's where AI can basically look at a consumer's browsing patterns, not just buying patterns, browsing patterns, purchase history, real time looking at what specific products they're looking at in order to offer precisely what they want when they want them. So, like, I think the best way to describe this is, you know, I'm on Instagram and all of a sudden, somehow AI knows, based on the brands that I look at, that I really need this on-trend pair of jeans. And not only do I need those jeans that I might have been thinking about or looking at in other websites, but here's a 30% off of those pair of jeans right now. So, you know, just browsing entices a customer in a way that's spontaneous and creates this feeling of like, oh, well, I got to get it now because it's on sale now. I don't know when it's going to be on sale later. And the sense of urgency, if you will. So that's sort of one thing that AI has helped do in this regard. It also can help predict for the retailers just churn from a customer perspective, from a product perspective. It can drive retention by flagging once loyal customers where there might have been a lapse in time in which they've purchased something recently, and do win back offers. That's always a great way to, you know, get customers back in the door that were once loyal, or something as simple as reminders for replenishment on product. I mean, I feel like I get this all the time with some of the products I use. Hey, you know, you might be getting low. here's a coupon for 20% off your purchase going forward. And also there could be service-based reminders like free delivery and free returns, all again to help drive traffic for the retailer and the brand. AI, of course, can also be used for data analysis on the retailer side to determine behaviors by segment. It might be able to determine kind of the stage in the life cycle a product might be in or a brand might be in, price sensitivity, expected customer lifeline value, or even category affinity that a customer might have with a particular product line. Again, sort of these are all, again, tip of the iceberg kind of things where it's going to definitely evolve. But AI can also play other roles to detect anomalies within a program that show points harvesting or refund abuse or unusual redemption patterns within your loyalty program, general misuse of promo codes, which all can affect the program itself and that related economics. So, regardless of how the modernization of these loyalty programs have evolved, AI is going to play a role. I mean, without question, both from a consumer side and predictive side and from a retailer side. But what the retailer really needs to ensure is that there's a seamless omni-channel integration, which should be available to consumers around their mobile devices, online, in their app, in store, in order to keep that experience as frictionless as possible. And so if there's any challenges within any one of those platforms, it could essentially degrade the whole experience. So if I'm sitting at home and I happen to be, you know, on Wi-Fi, that's fantastic. And I see I've got $11 to use at a retailer and I go in store and try and use them and the Wi-Fi is terrible and I can't pull up my app and I can't, it doesn't really show it on their point of sale system or there's, you know, not seamless integration, that just erodes the brand experience altogether. So everything just has to be as seamless as possible.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Jen. Tiered loyalty programs are giving retailers a clearer way to offer value where it matters most, whether that's easing return-related friction, rewarding true brand advocates, or using AI-driven insights to personalize benefits at scale. When the experience feels earned, transparent, and relevant, customers will come back. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to tune in next week for another quick look at the trends reshaping retail. Until then, remember, loyalty sticks when rewards actually feel rewarding. Have a great day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.